Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there. Do we have any bumper music tonight?
Sure we do.
Go ahead and go for it. Hey.
Mommy and Greg are on the radio. Yeah.
I love to start a show like that.
Sweet.
I love the smell of vodka in the evening.
Yeah.
It smells like victory.
Victory.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us on this. This is our maiden voyage show. This is the Christine and Greg show. As we describe it, it's highly interactive. So we're going to be taking a lot of calls, answering your. Hope you'll join us on the chat sessions and taking your emails. And we call ourselves a madcap discussion on current topics, witty repartee, and balls to the wall fun. Can I say that on the radio? I guess I just did.
You know, there's only one set of balls getting to the wall. You know what? If you're gonna,
you know, I have a whole room. It's actually my husband's bedroom that has ball. has his balls to the wall.
Now I know where I get it.
Well, I'm gonna talk a little bit about myself, and then. And Greg, then you can tell a little bit about yourself. But
okay.
I'm Christine Marie, and you may know me as the prosperity coach in the mornings, but I don't know, in the evenings on Saturday night I turn into this, I guess, witty repartee queen. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. And so throw all my 18 years as a psychotherapist out the window, my year as a law of attraction coach, writer, intuitive. Julie likes to call me a psychic, but I say that's for the magic eight ball. But so I use my intuition, and so throw all that out. Pretend that doesn't exist. And Greg, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself?
I am a let's see here. I have a degree in behavioral science.
Mm.
I am a
fancy.
Certified. Yeah, real fancy degree.
You know,
yeah.
Does that mean you have a degree in BS? Is that
I have a degree in BS. And mostly, it's more, whenever you ask me a question, it's more like I just know the right answer.
Ah.
If you ever ask me questions about, like, what's going on, I just always know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I have a teaching certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive a truck.
Ooh.
And I play music, play guitar. Anything else? I just
now let me ask you a question. Which of those things makes you funny?
hello, lady. It's my Love of Jerry Lewis movie.
Okay, right.
No, I don't know. The BS, the degree in BS, that makes me unfunny. especially when I tell my guy friends at work, you know,
mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, I got a degree in behavioral science. They like to go, fuck, they can see it in their eyes.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
F off.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no.
Behavioral science this, people.
Yeah. let's see here. I think if I'm funny at all, it's because of from hanging around my family, my mom, my dad, and my sister.
Who are hilarious.
Who are.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just kind of narc on you and tell you that I'm your mother.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
You know, I hate to break this to this. It's such a late day, you know. And and also I know a little secret about you. You do voiceover work.
That's right.
And I can remember all those times that we used to practice commercials together,
mm-hmm.
And you used to make me, you know, you used to make me say this, right? I have genital herpes, and you used to say.
And I don't.
That's right.
We'd like to keep it that way.
That's right. And so that's how I know that I've helped you.
That's right.
Get your voiceover certificate by my line is. I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
That's right.
We'd like to keep it that
That's
way.
That's right.
Yep. So, you know, luckily that my first gig is going to be for a, you know, cold sore medication. So.
That's right.
Which is good because I have one right now.
Oh. On your...
cold sore talk.
Ah.
Oh, on my on my lip. In a jar I keep.
Somebody's gonna. We have a doctor in the house.
Yeah, we've got a doctor in the house.
You know, could you put the doctor on and let's talk about cold sores and see what.
I think we'll,
I can do that if you want me to, but we or should we still cool. keep a. You know, we've got some stiff competition tonight, if you'll pardon me.
We're up against Billy Zane.
I know, and Brian Krause.
I doubt if Billy Zane's talking about the cold sores right
yeah,
now, but
exactly.
he's got raging all over his,
yeah.
his Yahoo.
And
if, oh, wait, allegedly. I'm going to get sued for that. No, he does not have a Yahoo, for one thing.
He has an alleged Yahoo.
Yeah. No, I think my lawyer just handed me a memo. Recant that last
yeah.
line.
And what was your name? Oscar what?
Yeah.
Let him try and find you.
What, right.
Let him try and find you.
Luckily, I'm calling from your phone.
Oh, I hear that tapping in the background. Oh, my God. Hmm. Well, the board is just lit up, I have to tell you. We've got callers upon callers waiting. To I don't know what they want to do. They guess
I don't know what
talk
they
want to
say. That's amazing.
I know. And this is our first show. So, I mean,
right.
you know, it only can go better from here for sure.
Of course.
So do you think we should take a call from someone, see what they're about? And,
sure, if you want to.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna try. You do the board here and see if I can.
Okay.
Do this here. Oh, I just muted the caller, I think. No, hello? Is the caller there? 440-8022? Oh, my God, I just gave out our number.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Hold on. Excuse me. That was the wrong number.
Hey, it ain't my number.
Hey, they don't have the area code.
Yes, I'm there.
They do not have the area code.
You thank God. Holy crap.
Sir?
You're so professional.
Sir, we
yes.
did not give out your number, did we?
Oh, no.
Not
my number. Not my number.
So can I have your first name, please?
Yes, Norm.
No. What is it?
Norm.
Normal Norm.
That's right. Cheers. Have you ever seen Cheers? Norm.
Norm. Storm and Norman.
That's right, Storm and Norman.
Well, does Norm have a question?
Yes. What the hell are you guys doing tonight?
Greg, what are we doing tonight?
I might be getting subpoenaed by Billy Zane's lawyer.
That's right.
But other than that, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going through the entertainment magazines, the Handyman magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Handyman?
I'm looking up some topics that are you know, handyman, which I, you know.
Okay, mm-hmm. Give me one. Give me one that's interesting in Handyman.
Hey, you know what? We can.
That isn't. That's not X-rated.
Spruce up your yard in one weekend.
Hey, what if we took the title of every article in that Handyman, and gave it a suggestive bend to it? Okay. Well, first of all, just the title of the magazine.
The
Handyman.
Handy.
And where did we find that? We found that magazine.
If they put a little comma in between hand and our handy and man, it'd
yeah.
be
the
family handy.
Yeah.
Man. It'd be like the who's that black guy with one eye? It'd be like the
Sammy?
Yeah.
Sammy?
Are you on your knees do you genuflect when you talk about Sammy?
Hey man, it's the handy.
No, he may be on his knees when he talks about Sammy.
It's the family handy man. It's the number one do-it-yourselfer, man.
Norm, are you still listening?
I'm listening. I'm in shock.
Can you sing the Candyman song?
No, I can't.
The Handyman.
Yeah.
The Handyman can.
Sing the Candyman song only with Handyman.
The Handyman can.
Yeah. I think Greg is going to do that one for us. Come on, Greg, you can do that one.
You can't make me do shit
anymore, man. What a buzzkill.
I'm sorry, I can't remember the song. I remember,
what's that, Norm?
All I remember is, Handyman can, oh, the handyman can. That's all I remember. Who can make who can make the sunshine?
The handyman can. The handyman can, yeah.
That's right. So we've channeled Samala.
Yeah, man.
Anybody care to do Dean? We might as well get the whole Rat Pack in here.
I don't know.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's amore.
Yay.
Oh, my God. Yay. Let's get the hell out of here.
Now, who's going to do Frank?
Hey, I crap bigger than you.
That's right.
Hey,
I crap bigger turds than you.
Hey, who, you know, technically we're not doing, we're doing Eddie Murphy, we're doing Joe Piscopo doing.
Yeah. And Kim, do we have to say we are allegedly doing these people?
Joe Piscopo.
Because we're doing such a bad.
Joe Piscopo's going to
sue us. Yeah, Joe Piscopo's going to sue us because.
You know, fucking Joe Piscopo should pay us to, like,
that's true.
Fucking,
that's true.
To like.
Mention his name.
To mention his name.
That's right. Yeah, hey Piscopo, if you want to come on, call us now, man.
Yeah.
Call us now. Yeah, all your Piscopo fans, get a hold of him, and we dare him to call us. We dare you to.
No. I don't want Joe Piscopo's lawyers on me, man. And he's buff now. He's like, isn't he like working out?
Oh yeah, he's buff.
Yeah.
He's buff.
He's
buffer than the boss.
Than Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Who's doing Springsteen now?
That'd be me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got Bruce Springsteen in the house.
All the tramps like us, baby, we were born to
run.
So Greg, give me another title from one of the articles in the Handyman magazine.
Oh, let me see here. I was looking at the ad. It says you'll never forget that day unless you have Alzheimer's. I don't know.
See, that's suggestive too. You know, I mean, I that would be like the commercial. I have genital herpes, and I'll never forget the day they told me. No,
I'll never forget that day. Oh.
Well, I'm curious as to know what day wouldn't you forget in the Handyman magazine? What are they trying to sell you there? When finger got cut off on
the... I don't know. I don't want to say the name. I might get... Next thing you know, I have like some pharmaceutical company.
Okay. So let me just guess then. So it's a pharmaceutical.
Yeah.
You'll never forget that day.
Let's do your intuitive.
Okay.
Your intuition.
What is it? Is the pill blue?
I don't know. No, I really don't know. They don't have a picture of the pill.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm going to have to use my intuition. Okay, is it for a male or female or both?
In the picture of the ad,
mm-hmm.
there is the patient is on their back.
Oh,
which means is that pronation? I don't know what that's called. But it's just the top of their head. I couldn't tell you.
Ooh.
It's a guy or a girl.
Mm. I'm thinking wood chipper problem.
What's that mean?
I think they got something caught in the wood chipper.
Ooh.
That's what I'm thinking, man. That's what my intuition's telling me.
Okay.
And they're heading into the emergency room, and they're thinking, I'll never
forget that day.
Yeah, you know, we have a doctor on the line. I think it would be appropriate if we could talk to the doctor about that. Hello, doctor. Calling Doctor Love.
No real names.
Is the doctor silent now?
The doctor is not in the house.
She's not in the house. The doctor's not in the house. No. Has she left the building?
She may have left the building.
Hello. Hello, doctor. We have a medical question.
Oh, I see her walking down the street.
Uh-oh. Is that because she can't get in? She can't get on a... She's on air. She says she's on the air. Hello, doctor.
She's not answering.
Maybe she's on mute. Is she muted?
No. Unless I'm doing the board wrong. Well,
no.
We'll just wait. We'll go on.
Yeah.
We'll
have to wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. That was the handyman. The handyman book.
That's the end of the. That was the end of the magazine.
Yeah.
You need to get another magazine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Is this the doctor?
The doctor is in the house.
All right. The doctor is in the house.
Yeah.
Yay.
Woohoo. We got to get some doctor music.
Yeah. What would
this
that be true. Like?
I don't know, but I'm going to send you guys a massive freaking bill for this. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we actually had a medical question. Greg is going through. Hold on, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Greg is going through a magazine, and he came across a pharmaceutical ad, And it was entitled, I'll Never Forget This Day, or something like that. Right, Gregory?
Yeah.
And we're supposed to guess.
You're never going to forget the day? Is it is it an old person's, like an old person's magazine, or what type of magazine is it?
No, it's a handyman. Actually, this makes perfect sense. Okay, because once you get the drug, I think it'll make perfect sense that it's in the handyman magazine because of Weekend Warriors and stuff.
So
is it like an anti-inflammatory type medicine?
No.
See, here's the thing. I'm totally geeky about stuff like this.
Sure.
So I'd be like,
you know what?
All serious.
I want to just ask me some questions about it. It's perfectly placed into Handyman magazine because of Weekend Warriors.
Okay. See, I'm saying the wood chipper, but that's not happening. Like a wood chipper accident, right?
No. You can't. Well, you know.
And you're saying
you can't
no
grow
to
back
that.
An arm with medication.
Okay. Okay. No. Okay, but they're entering on a stretcher into the emergency room,
right.
Flat on their back.
Okay.
Right.
So.
Okay. So they're flat on the back. You'll never remember, or you'll never forget the weekend, or never forget this day.
Right.
And it's in a handyman.
I should read you the whole line.
Magazine.
You'll never forget
that
day.
Okay, go for it.
Plavix can. Oh, I just gave you the name of the drug.
Oh, shit.
A heart attack? He had a heart attack on the weekend?
Well, because of Weekend Warriors.
Oh.
Of course, you know, they're out there doing all this rugged stuff, and next thing you know, they're having a grabber.
Yeah. You think about it? Yeah, I guess it is kind of smart to put it into a handyman magazine, but that's really crappy.
Yeah.
Don't be active, you're going to die.
Yeah,
well,
that's ridiculous.
You know what, though? It's funny. I mean, I don't know anything about Plavix, so I want to say that they're probably a really good medication. I don't want to get freaking sued by Plavix. I'm going to be – I already got, like, free lawsuits against me now. I don't want to mention any names and stuff. You know, Billy Zane, you're awesome.
Yeah, but
I think
Joe
Piscopo.
Right, that's who you
got to
fear. The only person I think you got to fear is Piscopo.
I think so, too. I think they come over and, like, beat me up. I don't know. You know,
and then
but,
the Plavix people. I don't know. They're hot shit right now. I don't know. They're gonna. They could come after you. I could see it.
They sure could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got more money than I do. I'm pretty sure about that, man.
I think
but
they
anyway,
probably have more money than Joe Piscopo or Billy Zane too.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about Plavix. We're talking about Flavix.
Flavix. Flavix.
Flavix.
Flavix.
Yes.
Flavix.
And that's the drug that we laugh upon.
Yeah,
ha,
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 ha. You know, it's probably some, like, you know, Norwegian drug maker named Flavix. Hey, who's going to come after us? You
I think
know,
it,
proof,
was,
Norwegian,
it was
Norwegian.
The Antoine Flavix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we got anyway. But anyway, I know people I can get free samples of Flavix for sure.
Flavix?
Yes, Flavix.
Where do you? Yeah, good.
So, Greg, give me some more of your magazine, man. We got to fill the airtime. We got 20 more minutes.
No, I just think it's funny that the handyman. I mean, really, the handyman magazine is full of, like, ads for drugs that, like, you know, Viva Viagra, you know.
Is that the two bathtubs? People in the. I like to know how they have sex being in separate bathtubs.
I gotta
figure that one out.
I don't know either. Me, you know.
You know what, though? What? Oh. Excuse me, that was our audience. I think there's midgets in those bathtubs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I never really thought, you know, I always thought that was just foreplay.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, the bath is foreplay.
I think they're waiting for the drug to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we just lost one caller, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all good, you know. And listen, if we can't take a little bit of people hanging up on us or whatever, we're not worth our metal.
Right.
Let me see
with Joe Piscopo.
Yeah. Let's see if Joe's called in yet or written in. Hold on a second here.
Yeah.
I'm authenticating and checking our board and seeing who's here.
Yeah.
No. What does F yourself mean? Anybody know?
F yourself.
Is that a medical term, doctor?
Very well could be.
Yeah.
We see
think,
people effing all the time.
Yeah.
have you seen, well, I'm sure you could tell us some effing stories of what you've seen in the emergency room, but...
I think
I could, but I will keep them to myself, or yeah. I will be sued for enough reason.
I think when the doctor asks what happened, and they go, "I effed myself." Oh.
Yeah.
Exactly. Always ask yourself, if I do this behavior, how will I feel if I have to explain it to somebody? If the answer is mortified beyond belief, just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Especially if you have to have somebody young who looks fairly attractive. That's a bad thing. Trust me, your worst nightmare will walk through that door. Never do it.
Yeah.
If the answer is I might be mortified, then that's just say no.
Yeah.
Just say no.
You know, I do love this magazine, the Handyman Weekend Warrior magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one ad in there that's like, you know, somebody's asking, you know, when people come to my door, I can't see their face to the people. You know, what do I do? And like the answer is get a bigger peephole. I was like, why don't you get a window? If you're going to get like a big old peephole that's the size of their head, just get a window.
You know, so I'd like to know what's the name of the peephole company? I want to know.
Yeah, what's the name of that peephole?
Yeah, I want to buy some stock in peepholes. How many people does it take to make a company?
You know, have you ever installed a peephole? I have.
Have you know? I'm all about power to the people.
Christine and Greg, all puns, all day.
That's right. And this is my radio voice.
Yeah. Oh man, they even got a sex education ad in Handyman Home.
You're
Together.
Kidding me.
You
okay.
know, it's like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You should read the magazine backwards, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
you go,
mm-hmm.
the first thing you do is you learn about sex, then you take Viagra to perform it, and then
mm-hmm.
you have the heart attack.
Yes. So basically, it really is like you have sex education.
Right.
So they're like, and then you have to, you get you to go on, then you have to, you take the pill to get it up.
Yeah.
And then you have the heart attack during the act.
That's right. Mm. That's right. I should look at in the front of the page. Hopefully
mm.
there's not like a coffin, you know, or like some kind of.
And there's no cigarette ads, I bet.
There's what? No, there probably is no cigarette ads.
No.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't know so far.
Does it have? I'm curious. Does it have any car ads? Because I would want to know what type of vehicle the Weekend Warrior drives. I'm curious about that niche.
Mm. There was a bed ad. I think after you do your Weekend Warrior stuff,
mm-hmm.
you want to like go to bed.
Okay. So, is it like a mattress? You mean?
Yeah.
It's like a therapeutic.
Yeah,
or?
Therapeutic mattress.
All right.
I don't want to say the name.
No.
Man. I don't want
to. I do. Therapeutic, I need a new mattress. I'm saying your name, and I'm saying, oh, I think it'd be so cool to have a therapeutic
yeah.
mattress. And, you know, here's the
I'm
thing.
Sure,
just contact
yeah.
me, you know, at, well, I'm not going to give you my real email. Shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna give out your address.
I'm gonna give out my fake email. No.
Yeah,
No, people, if you really want to therapeutic, I'm really open to, saying your name and you know, because I love your mattress.
Yeah.
And do they have? You know what I'm looking for now too. I'd like to have a. What do they have any big gold riding lawnmowers in that ad there? I bet they do.
I don't know, not yet. I mean, we could just go. We could just.
I'm thinking
every
John Deere. I'm
huh?
thinking John Deere.
There was a lawnmower one out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you should think big.
Yeah,
I mean,
here's the thing. They can't get advertising like this. Here we are, two people, you know, just saying the products that we love. Aren't you thinking that they should just be? You know, the truck is pulling up the door with the free swag.
Yeah.
I'm there for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it. I can see it. I can see it now. It'd be great. Oh.
So Greg, you know, as a truck driver, do you have any funny trucker stories or?
Let's see here.
Not really.
Trucking is unfunny. No, trucking is I don't know. Trucking is fun. You know, you get to like. You get to like go places.
Oh,
you
know?
I gotta go.
You travel.
I love traveling. You know, I really love it. I love eating my lunch out of a bag all day long.
And you like going to the bathroom, other people's bathrooms?
I love using other people's bathrooms. Hell, bathrooms are a luxury. Come on.
Have you ever, dare we say, can we ask a, this could be ask a trucker night question.
Sure.
Like, have you ever gone to the bathroom in your truck, in your rig?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's, no way.
No.
That's disgusting. Come
okay.
on.
And, okay, so.
I'm offended. I'm offended you even asked me that.
So, hypothetically, okay,
mm-hmm.
if you were to go to the bathroom in your truck,
mm-hmm.
what, hypothetically now, what would you use to go to the bathroom? Number one, what would you use for number one?
Number one, you know what? I would just, I've often thought about bringing a trash bag.
A trash bag?
I just, you know, like, really, I mean.
A big old plastic trash bag.
Yeah, like a, you know, super heavy duty steel lawn and leaf bag.
Oh.
I mean, you know, the biggest one you can get. And I've often thought about just covering my entire truck in
uh-huh.
plastic. And then, I mean, what, you know, once you just whip it out and pee, you know, hopefully it'll just funnel down into a crack or something. Then it holds out the truck. If you
mm-hmm,
want to.
Mm-hmm. Or you could, I'm picturing, like, the trash bag down one leg of your pants.
Right.
And so. And so just, you know what, so that in the winter time that could be beneficial.
You know what though? Remember in the I don't know if you saw this episode of like Brad Barris or Brad Gillis, whatever he's the guy who like does things in the wild.
Uh-huh.
Survivor Man. Not
oh, Survivor Man.
It's not Survivor Man.
Oh.
It's Bear Gryllis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm really up on
all
these current event topics, but anyway. He peed in the bottle. He was cold, and he goes, you know what, I'm going to pee in this bottle, and then I'm going to keep it on my belly, and that keeps him warm.
Mm.
Yeah. He was also under a, you know, a dead deer carcass, but
which
as
also
long as don't
warm.
Pee. You know, what a great life.
And to film that, you know.
and to film it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? We think he's cool.
Yeah.
You know, what a world. If I laid under a dead deer in, like, in my own urine,
yeah.
would you think I was cool?
I think you'd need some medication.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, but and
we
but
call
yet,
those people homeless.
Yeah.
Out there on the street.
Yeah, and yet they got their own show.
You know what? I'd like to say this. I want to apologize if I offended any homeless people at this moment, because you know what? Sometimes they, you know, it's not their fault.
And I want to say this. Alleged homeless people.
Alleged homelessness.
Exactly.
Homeless.
I think if we say alleged, we can cover a multitude of mistakes that we're making here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alleged homeless people.
Right.
Alleged people who have urine down their legs and in plastic bags.
Because I would tell you something. Every homeless person I've seen, alleged homeless person I've seen, has always been peeing outside their pants. I've never seen them pee on themselves. They've always been peeing like on a wall, in the sidewalk. So
would it be like telling tales out of school if I mentioned to our listeners that you were homeless at one point?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, just did.
Yeah. Good. I was hot. Heck, it was great. I love being homeless.
But yeah, and we used to come visit you all the time.
Yeah.
At your crib, which was
right,
your car.
Which was my car.
Yeah, it was great. And you know, we didn't have to take our shoes off.
No, you didn't.
Came in. We used to have to, the only problem is we used to have to lay down with him because the free was laying down the back of his knees on.
Right. No, it was a great time. I had a nice little bed back there in my car,
mm-hmm.
and I had one rule: whatever I brought in. If I brought something into my car,
I had
to take something out of my car.
I know. We went to meet you one time, and we came in our van, and we were so embarrassed because, you know, Greg opened his car door, and it was, like, immaculate in his car. And he opened our door, and, like bottles of Muscle Milk fell out. You know, we got two dogs, and I had all this crap. And, like, oh, my God, he's homeless, and his car is immaculate. You know, and we're traveling in this, like, it, you know, it was like a trash bin.
I was actually living pretty good.
You were living large.
I was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So I wasn't eating any meat. And then,
Because, you know, you because of the pooping problem, right?
No, I just went, no.
it was a choice?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't want to poop where you slept.
No, heck no. I wouldn't care. I, you know, we're no. Mostly I just didn't because I didn't want. You know, what do you? How do you keep? You know,
how do you keep your meat?
You know, if you have no refrigerator.
That's right.
No, but so I did that, and it was nice because I would like drop my clothes off at a laundromat, and they'd wash all my clothes and fold. They'd fold it. It was great.
Well, I remember you had a storage unit near us, and you know, you were, as the time went on, you were getting more and more streamlined, and you know, you'd make a trip out here, and you go, Mom, I got two pairs of underpants too many, and so you know, you'd drive all the way out here to put two more pairs of underpants in storage because you were going mobile.
I needed
to go mobile, sir.
I was.
Did you journal during that time? Did you have a time of great reflection?
I was also in counseling, and my counselor, he goes, you should write about this. It's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. It would be kind of a Carol Wackian tale.
Sure, I could not because I read it and it was so boring. I was like,
Dear diary, today I got up, cleaned my car again, looked for any little signs of dust.
Because it ended up being about, you know, how many pairs of underwear you had, and maybe a good line or two, but you can't write a whole book about your underpants. Maybe you could. I don't know. There's going to be some authors out there.
Yeah.
Who do we want to get sued by next?
Yeah, I know. The underpants, the Hanes, Fruit of the Loom.
Because
I remember that one time when you farted, we tried to light your fart, and your underpants caught on fire. And you said the famous line was, you know, oh, it's all funny and everything until somebody's underpants catches fire.
I did.
Did I narc?
I was
going to
try and deny this, you know, but you know what? Huh. What your secrets make you sick.
You're only as sick as your secrets. That's right. And so now you no longer have to be worried about somebody saying about the underpants or the homelessness.
You know, my farts don't make me sick. Anymore.
So any other thing? Tell us about counseling. Was your counselor? You said it was a he, right?
Yeah.
So
was
he like this, like warrior counselor, like, you know, yay pro men, or you know?
No, not at all. I mean, he was awesome. He was like he was exactly what I needed. But I mean, that's probably, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure good therapists just know exactly, you know, somehow they just know what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But he was great,
mm-hmm.
and he was certainly not. Pro-man, you know, that like, I don't know, stereotypical
drumming.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. That drumming and, you know, man love and stuff. Nothing wrong with that either, but I mean, it's just, I don't want to get sued by all these man love drummers out there. Oh my God.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. Well, there is that organization, the Society of Man Lovers. You better be careful.
Yeah, we. No, we don't want to get involved with that. Let me see. You know, he just was—he was awesome, and I don't know, it was exactly what I needed. He wasn't too—he was like interested in the fact that I was in my car, you know, living in my car and stuff like that. And he thought it was, you know, he thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or not really not cool. He just thought it was reasons I was doing it. He thought it was fine. He was fine with it.
Yeah, I mean. He understood that it was really, well, for you, you know, truthfully, it was a choice.
Yeah.
It wasn't as if you couldn't rent something, you know, you had sold your house and, you know, going through a divorce. I can't say it. I can only sing it.
Hey, you know, now that my new girlfriend is here, can you mind, let's talk about my divorce or my new girlfriend. That'll be great. Thanks.
I think it's more than great. Are you kidding me? Your new girlfriend's like so amazing, so wonderful. She is.
And she is.
Yeah.
She totally is.
Yeah.
My
is she still here? Is she on the line? Can she hear us?
I don't know if she's on the line.
Oh.
It would be aggrandizing if I were to comment right now.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is just stay silent and let the accolades pour in.
Yes. We'll just let her bask in the.
So cool.
Yeah. In the
she looks like Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah.
I think
and not
Greg,
only that, she cooks. Come on.
And she cooks
for you.
I know.
I mean, you know, in my book, 100% kudos for just for that.
Oh,
and she brings food over for us,
she
which is like great.
Yeah.
We can't. You can't get any luckier. We can't get any luckier than that.
I know. She feeds me and she feeds you guys.
That's right.
Like,
that's
I know.
Right.
She's awesome. And she likes my guitar playing.
Oh.
Yeah. She likes guitars.
Mm-hmm.
She likes, I think.
Wink, wink. Yeah. She likes your guitar. Is that what they're calling it now?
That's what they're calling it.
I like the drumstick.
Unfortunately, I had the fastest. I'm like the fastest guitar player out there. You know. So I'm really.
Can I say something though, Connie?
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Your dad was a fast guitar player.
You came by it honestly, Greg.
Yeah. You know, but I'm. I know. I have to learn. It's not about the speed.
That's right.
You
know. Right. In fact. If you want to, you can do a little guitar playing right now.
I can't find a guitar.
You could lead us out of the show. If we've got 8 minutes, but
all right, I can play. I mean, when you're ready to when we're ready to quit.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I have no problem like complimenting and like just giving my girlfriend kudos and stuff right now.
Okay.
I think it's gonna make my life a whole lot easier and a whole lot better when she feels really good.
That's so sad.
I know I feel good too.
It's something like that. I'm on the edge all the time, but you can bring me back. You can bring me back.
That's great.
Oh. Now, what was it today? Are you having a cranky day?
I didn't say that today. I think I said, you crabby today, but
no.
No. Oh, God. You say that as your head spins around.
as I
always say, though, as long as you can, I always own my crankiness and crabbiness, and you know, as long as you just keep owning it and don't throw it around, I think it's an okay way to live your life. It's truthful, you know. You want to be in your truth telling mode.
I think what's great, and you know, this is why she's awesome, is that she never. She never like is cranky at me.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Mm-hmm. I don't mind. I like you can be cranky all day, babe.
Yeah. Hey, Norm, is Norm still here?
Norm is on the line.
Is Norm on the line?
He's still on the line.
are you cranky sometimes, Norm? Is Norm talking on the phone?
No, I don't think he's coming through. I can't hear him.
I can't either. Oh, I know why. I don't have him unmuted. I think I don't know. No.
Oh, I'm mute. Yeah.
Okay. How are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
You guys don't listen to me. I'm always talking. This is just like life. I talk and nobody listens.
But we love
I'm
you.
I'm never cranky.
you were kind of cranky today. You said I need I'm kind of cranky and I need to lay on the floor and put my legs up in the air.
I think that needs a little explaining.
Do I need to explain that?
I got a bad knee. It's not like I just need to lay up and lay on the floor with my leg in the air.
You know, I say that to Greg all the time, but I totally think we mean something separate. My knee hurts.
Oh,
I'm cranky. Let me lay on the floor.
With my legs up in the air.
Oh, man.
That's just wrong.
It's just wrong.
So
we
Greg,
know who's the dominant position, then, don't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Damn right.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm on the bottom. Oh.
Keep going, Norm. Keep going.
No, I don't
fall down.
No, I can't. I don't want to go any further. Nothing but trouble down that road. I don't want to go there.
You
I've
can't
been
go
down
further.
That road.
You're on the floor, legs in the air, and that made you less cranky, though?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I need to get down there
and
get love for my
doctor,
dog.
It has something to do with his serotonin levels.
Yeah, my dog come and love me when I lay on the floor. And that raised my serotonin level.
Oh.
I'll buy into that.
Sure. Your dogs lick you.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes, they do. My dog.
With your legs in the air. With your
legs
in the air.
You know what, though? I think you're leaving an important part of the story out, though. It's the peanut butter part.
It's all in your face.
Oh, my.
So, Gregory, we have just about 5 minutes left for the show. Do you have anything more you want to say, or do you want to, you could play us out, or?
I'll play us out with a song.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to say that it's been a blast. You know, I'm sorry for the bad language. Hopefully, I didn't offend anybody.
Mm.
But that's how I kind of talk. You know.
Yeah, this is the raw Greg. I mean,
yeah.
You know, listen. I hope that we delivered what we promised. We promised Madcap.
True.
Zany.
True.
Little did we know that we were gonna do Samala.
I had no idea we were going to do Samala.
I know, and I mean...
I love Samala.
I know. I mean, people got an extra treat that
yeah.
that we paid homage to
right.
to the Candyman handyman, dude.
The handyman, yeah.
Exactly.
I love Samala.
There's only one thing I regret, though. There's one thing I regret is that we had a reporter at out on the street at a Muscle Man contest tonight. We didn't get any report back from that person.
What the heck?
Oh, you're kidding me. Is there a way we can get her?
I don't know.
She's at a muscle show, right? A bodybuilding
yeah,
show.
Yeah, at a muscle show. Bodybuilding.
Oh, and we didn't oh my gosh. I regret it.
You didn't call. I know it.
I mean, I did see her light up the board, but then she hung up right away.
Oh
man.
Bad.
But anyway, her name is Julie, and we're going to give her props out there. We appreciate, and I'm sure since this show will go immediately to archives, and I'm sure she'll want to listen, and so we'll
right.
say her name,
right.
Julie Power Barn. Sports. We are sports nutrition in
right.
DeKalb, Illinois. Oh, is that okay if I say that in Davenport,
Iowa?
Sure.
DeKalb is not going to sue us.
Okay, good. Okay. No, they might.
That's how DeKalb, the mayor of DeKalb.
That's right. It's alleged.
Don't forget Davenport, Iowa.
That's right. It's an alleged Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, my God. Yeah, which are great people. those Quad City people are great people.
They're great people.
Yes, they are.
Those DeKalbans. We, you know, hey, I love DeKalb.
Yeah, NIU. Woo-hoo.
Huskies, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it for the Huskies. Woo-hoo.
I like to say Iowa. I love everyone.
I know. I didn't realize that you were so fearful of getting sued, Greg, because, you know, come on, man.
I'm a big wussy when it
yeah,
comes to, like,
no.
lawyers and stuff.
So,
I don't know.
I'm just going to say we're going to call this the allegedly Christine and Greg
yeah.
show. And I say this, Piscopo, try and find it. I'm giving you a finger. You pick one, okay, Piscopo? You know, you're all on your muscles and stuff. I dare you to come to Powerborn, Piscopo.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm
know.
Daring you, man.
Yeah.
And at Carrot Top, I'm daring you, man.
Leave Carrot Top alone.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I know. He's sacred. Sorry, Carrot Top. We love you. Yeah. But the eye makeup.
Well,
dude.
Yeah, the eye makeup. When did that happen?
I mean, you do look better. But
although, you know, if you kind of think about it, though, I mean, he probably is kind of pasty.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a redhead.
He's
I mean,
a redhead.
I'm a redhead.
He's a natural redhead.
He's a natural, yeah. He's
the drapes,
intense Carrot Top.
The carpet and the drapes match.
Yeah.
How do you know?
What else, though?
The allegedly match, I hope you should say.
Yeah, the alleged carpet and the alleged drapes match.
We're going to get sued from Carrot Top for the whole carpet and drapes thing. Oh, man.
Hey, if he doesn't have a sense of humor, then piss on him, okay?
I just got to make sure I got to clear up Billy Zane.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's an awesome guy.
Awesome
sure.
Yeah. Okay, they're giving us the final countdown.
How much time?
90 seconds.
Just tell me when you want me to sing us out.
Oh.
Right now.
Yeah, we want you to go. But anyway, everybody.
Get us out of here as best as possible.
Yeah, we love everybody. God bless you.
Do you have a song, you know?
Do you have a
what
song?
About, do you have the final countdown? Can you do that one?
Oh, I can't do it.
You need a
without laughing.
One.
Huh? What's that?
Without laughing, you can't do it.
No. We're free. Free falling. How's that one?
Keep going. 53 seconds.
Free, yeah.
Free falling. Yeah. He's free falling.
I'm free falling.
You bet.
Free falling.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He's allegedly free falling, baby.
Do,
crazy about Elvis, loved horses, and America too.
We're down to nine. Seven.
Eight.
Six. Four. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We love you. That's it, baby.